Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to podcast episode number 183, and Speaking of History focuses on education, technology, and history. Today's date, the date of recording, is March 6th, 2009. Well, I wanted to talk today about a resource that I would like to recommend to any teacher that teaches colonial America or the American Revolution. That's a big portion of our curriculum at the beginning of the year. And there's a resource I've used quite a bit over the last couple years. It's a publication, a periodical, called American Spirit. And this magazine is published by the Daughters of the American Revolution. And I first saw it in our public library. It is a publication that comes out every 2 months. So it's published a total of 6 times each year. And it's just a really good magazine that I think you can bring into your classroom and use for a variety of different projects. We did have it at our public library for a while, and then I believe that they discontinued it. So I went ahead and just purchased my own private subscription. And it's a great magazine. You get 6 of them a year, and a 1-year subscription is $18. And you can subscribe online, and I'll include the link there if you want to go ahead and do that. It's really easy. You can do it completely over your computer. But the reason that I really like this publication is that it has really interesting articles. And sometimes when you're trying to bring stuff into particularly an 8th grade American history classroom, some of the stuff is written at a really high level, you know, kind of like, you know, historian, museum type, research type level. And the articles in this magazine, they're not dumbed down, but they're written from a perspective that makes it really interesting for the students. They're engaging. They've got lots of information, really well researched. So I don't like the term, you know, dumbed down, but you're also not trying to read a 20-page research article about a specific topic. So, for example, some things that I've used with the American Spirit, there are some articles, and this is just from the last couple of years, just kind of an idea of what kind of articles they have. There was one on Eliza Pinckney. So there was like a 3- or 4-page article about the role of probably one of the more important women in colonial America. There was one about how chocolate was used and consumed in colonial America. There was one about Henry Knox. Henry Knox is one of my favorite revolutionary characters. I did a podcast earlier about his biography. They had a really cool one recently on colonial junk food. And I used that one in class, and my students really got into that topic because, of course, when you talk about, you know, they didn't have colonial junk food in the 1700s. Well, they did. They had foods that really kind of fit that whole topic and role. They had a really good article about the submarine that was used in the Revolutionary War, the Turtle. They had one article about colonial dances and how dances were used not only for entertainment, but it was also a venue for a social interaction between different classes and, you know, not having certain classes meet with other classes. They had one on taverns in the American Revolution and how taverns were much more than just a place that you're going to go in and just basically have a drink or eat and things like that. They had one on the trial of John Peter Zenger, and there's an historical play that I've used in the past about that trial, and it just kind of gave some background information about that particular trial. One on colonial breakfast. You know, what did these people eat when they got up in the morning and they had a breakfast in 1780? You know, what would somebody typically eat? So a very wide range of different topics that you can use in the classroom. Some things that I've done specifically is I'll break my students up into different groups, and I'll give them a sheet that can really be used for any article. We have some different ideas and formats when we're talking about literacy. One thing is kind of like a 4-square, and you basically make some observations on, as you read the article, what is important compared to what's interesting. You also have one where you compare things that are similar. For example, we talked about colonial junk food. The little worksheet that I came up with basically compared how was colonial junk food different than junk food today. So you can do some comparisons with similar and different. You can also do some things with, you know, giving them the topic ahead of time. For example, the article on chocolate in colonial America. You know, what do you predict was the use for chocolates in colonial America? How do you think that they consumed them? What was their role? And they can predict, then they can go ahead and read the article, and then answer some questions from that as well. So just really, really impressed with the entire magazine. It's got a wide range of topics. I know the one that I just received at home a couple weeks ago, there's a big story about how people had gardens in colonial America for different reasons, and how they preserved their food, and some really neat things about, you know, how they prepared meat, the way that they made some of these almost like a pot pie type thing, and then sealed it with wax and different kinds of like butter and stuff. Then they would just go ahead and heat it up when they were ready to serve it, and it could be months later. So some really interesting perspectives on how they prepared food was in the last issue. And then one other thing that's neat for teachers, they have a section, they have a page in each magazine called Class Act, and they highlight one American history teacher and give some ideas about how that teacher has, you know, maybe used a different technique or incorporated a special project in class. So it's kind of a neat tribute to teachers, and I've gotten some great ideas from reading different things about teachers from different parts of the United States. So just kind of a quick suggestion if you do teach American history, especially junior high, because I've found this really easy to adapt to my junior high students. You could use it as well in grade school or high school, but I know particularly the kids that I've taught the last couple years have really enjoyed using some of the articles. And again, it's 18 months a year, $18 a year for a subscription, which is pretty reasonable. And they do have a place where you can also order back copies, and I believe those are $4 a piece. So if there is an article that you really want, you can go ahead and order a back copy as well. So if you have any questions or comments, you can always go to the blog. That is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, and you can leave a comment on this blog, and you could share an idea that maybe you've used from a magazine, even if it's not the American Spirit. Is there a publication that you really like to use in your history classroom and your students really benefit from? So, until we meet again, remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. See you soon.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.